Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Very happy to join you. Share my friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it out.
Heads up, eyes open, the fifth clip. Face and get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not trying to party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level, hoe. Or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never snitch, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I'll never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfected, pushing this shit to the motherfucking limit. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will cast a cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. For we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slum and rap it every day. Never do no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Rage.
Blood storm. Others leave them frying in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I'll chuck nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style short but cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll over that chicken shit to plucking. You're sucking, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothless. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder, but still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you rage, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm a explosive vocalist, make you readjust the focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrics see the locust, where it's so compass. To me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn,
I take a puff and I blow up like Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it, slamming through the radio and the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. Let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC cold killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock at the dawn. Yes, I still rock on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raise, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist. Oh, rock on, rock on. The lady you raise, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now when it comes to the hippest and hip-hop, I make the lips drop. Knees knock, buckle and shake. Now who's to make the wrong move? Get dusted, busted, whacking.
White man's world.
ain't saying I'm innocent at all. I'm just saying it's white man's world.
It's all, yeah.
For all those times that I messed up or we messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews, bitch. They say don't let this cool world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Twist the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Beating love letters, late night, locked down and quiet. Your brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls, silent. Out this cage when it's captured all my ways and bonds. In time I learned a few lessons. Never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters. Far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation. Reparations to do. It's true. Caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. So tell the babies how I love them. Precious boys and girls born black in this white man's world.
And all I heard was,
to my homie's head, died in his vest, shot him to death and left him bleeding for his family to see. I passed his casket, gently ask him if it hasn't been Jesus. My homeboy's doing life, baby mama be stressing, shedding tears when her son finally asked that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying? Heard you late night to my bedroom door. Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. Still ducking in his jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stopped. Proud to be black, but while we act like we don't love ourselves. So look around, just suck, check your sense. Know what it means to be black, whether a man or girl, we still struggling. And it's white man's world.
White man's world.
We must fight for brotherhood, man. We must fight for brotherhood.
Born black, and it's white man's world.
And I'm thinking of an eye. My time away just made perfection. Cause I think I die. Not gonna cry, why should I care? Like we holding on the lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my G's wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shells. Just in case they trip in heaven, ain't no G's in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I've changed if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to Lil Dasha, Lil Yummy and Kato. Too much for this cold world to take, ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black, bear with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never meant to cause drama to my sister and mama, but we make it to a better time in this white man's world.
People and for white people, Native Americans, blacks, and all other non-white people were to be the burden bearers for the real citizens of this nation.
Understand the importance of politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you willing to bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records longer than the average cat's rap record. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. We the ones that don't get due credit to the state, say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all to show us some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict to a prisoner's of conscience. Who we be? You see, we the enlisted men and women in the people's army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Chairman Fred and Fran Fanon. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then they got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes that the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from, where we at, what's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships and the rest of the flesh the sharks too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines doing 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know that on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'd be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice is blind, and practice without theory has a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
Live and direct, Brother Chairman.
Hello.
Wake up, get a hold of your life, go get your cake up. The motto in the streets is you eat or you get ate up. Straight up, you tired of waiting, go get your weight up. My people's tired of waiting for reparations to pay up. Screaming Jesus can save us, I get the Bentley if I save up. But that's just another trick to enslave us. Push the minimum wages, put our fathers up in them cages. Then watch how our mothers struggle to raise us. But my ambition won't let me live in this poor condition. That doesn't care about color, creed, or your religion. Priests, politicians, gotta listen to opposition. From my position, we still ain't got a pot to piss in. From my position, we still ain't got a pot to piss in.
Allah said save the babies from the cold. Pour wisdom in their cups to the truth overflow. Still knowledge is that bread that keeps us well fed. Oh, time religion will not bring us satisfaction without action. Now who can disagree with me? God is not a mystery. There's nowhere in history that you can show a clue to me. But still your faith each and I compared to me religiously. I'm G.O.D. to infinity. For real.
World won't get no better if we just let it be. No.
law segregation, falsehood, false teaching, false education. Now it's time for us to come amongst this nation. They deceiving us, they don't believe in us. They believe in that cream like Julius Caesar. I'm like Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X with the heater, ripping the chains of the remains of all of the leaders. Never worship an image of evil swine eaters. I'm on the back of the bus with two fine demons. We in the jungle of life, but never jungle fever. I'm God body all day long, spiritual life lessons that I recite in a song. Trying to wake up everybody, can we all get along? For my people that's out there persevering through the storm. Black fish, Staten Island, stand up, stand strong. Penetrate through the gate and bring the clan along.
Than ever. Thought we was chilling, striving change for the better. But it was a dream like Martin Luther. He had a vision that could move mountains, protect one another. That's words of my brother Malcolm. As-salamu alaykum wa alaykum as-salam. We want justice, police supposed to protect and serve. And then they shoot us down like wild animals. The nerve of them cold-hearted killers with blue suits playing our black youth. The earth cries from all the blood that's being spilled. We need a solution fast, it's law bill. Let me educate them, translate it, meaning God's will. It goes all in together, together how we are. Stand with a plan, divided we down to fall. And that's the Willie Lynch tag that separated the mass and taught us all the things backwards.
Oh shit, yeah, man, how can you be with us? All the things can't be different.
The world won't get no better.
Hey, Suge, what I tell you, nigga, when I come out of jail, what I was going to do? I was going to start digging into these niggas' chests, right? Watch this. Hey, quick, let me see them binoculars, nigga. The binoculars.
Yeah, nigga, time to ride. Grab your bulletproof vest, nigga, because it's going to be a long one. Now, me and Quick finna show you niggas what it's like on this side. The real side. Now, in this ride, it's going to be some real motherfuckers, and it's going to be some pussies. Now, the real niggas going to be the ones with money and bitches. The pussies going to be the niggas on the floor bleeding. Now everybody keep your eyes on the prize, cause the ride get tricky. So you got some niggas on your side instead of your friends, but in real life, they're your enemies. Then you got some motherfuckers that say they're your enemies, but in real life, they eyes is on your money. So your enemies just say they true, but in real life, them niggas are be snitches. It's a dirty game, y'all. Y'all got to be careful about who you fuck with and who you don't fuck with, cause the shit get wild, y'all. Keep your mind on your riches, baby. Keep your mind on your riches. 911, it's an emergency. Cowards tried to murder me from hood to the birds. Every one of you niggas heard of me, shit. I'm legendary, nigga, scary and paralyzed. Nothing more I despise than a liar and cowards out. My mama told me when I was a thief, plus a vicious motherfucker, why these devils set me free. I proceed to make them shiver when I deliver criminal lyrics from a worldwide mob figure. Thug niggas from everywhere, Mr. Machiavelli. Niggas is waiting for some thug shit, that's what they tell. So many rumors, but I'm infinite, immortal outlaw. Switching up on you ordinary bitches like I'm south when you get left. And every breath I breathe until the moment I'm deceased to be another moment. Falling as a D, I'm ripping crowds and I start again. Eternally I live in sin until the moment that they let me breathe again.
No heart for the life. I was in every hand. Then by five, I was in all of them. Whichever one was winning.
So much pain to some niggas it hurts my guns, but if you ain't one of us it gets worse. Bitch niggas get they eyes swole in fly mode. I'm a homicidal outlaw. In 5-0 get your lights on, the fight's on to
Tonight's gonna be a fucking fight, so we might roll. My own homies say I'm heartless, but I'm a G to this until the day I'm gone. That's regardless. Drive by, niggas bow down. Thought I rot in jail, pay bail. What niggas out now? Throw up your hands if you dug out. First nigga act up, first nigga getting drugged out. I can be a villain if you let me. A motherfucker if you do upset me. Tell a cop to come and get me. Rip the crowd like a phone number. To start again, don't have no motherfucking friends, nigga. Look at that.
No, to the whole heart for the fight.
Money in the 50 states. Keep your mind on your shit and fuck a punk bitch. No longer living in fear, my pistol close in hand. Convinced that this is my year like I'm the chosen man. Give me my money, you label me as a don. If niggas is having problems, open fire or bomb. I died and came back. I hustle with these lyrics as if it's a gang of crack. Thugging is in my spirit, I'm lost and not knowing. Scarred up, but still flowing. Energized, still going. Can it be fate that makes a sick motherfucker break? Only jealous ass power does the evil and fake. What will it take? Give me that baseline, I'm feeling bomb. Death row, baby, don't be alarmed. The homie quick gave a nigga a beat and let me start again. Represent, cause I've been sick, the heart
for
it.
No heart for the fight.
Lock and loaded, live and direct.
Free them all, live and direct.
Free them all, right on. Heads up, eyes open, the fist clenched. Y'all know what time it is. The spirit of making history, taking this. Y'all, welcome to another episode of Free them all radio, here at Intellectual Radio. In fact, if you can't take a pause for the calls, open those front doors, those back ones, let them know that we are live and direct again. Weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs. Canyons and get to take that pause to call, let them know we rolling, y'all. It's been making history, taking history, taking history. Calling number is 929-477-3785 to get in with us. You have to press 1. I am self-critical. Forgive me, y'all. Y'all said we don't do no commercials. I try to take that water tab off, and I definitely don't be trying to do no commercials for no Dunkin' Donuts. I need this coffee. I know it's gonna be a live show. I know it's gonna be live and direct, y'all. I'm getting focused. Got a brother here, you know, who I've been impressed with, man. He's going to tag team with us today in the studio. I'm going to let him introduce himself to everybody, let you know who he is, what he got going on. I'm really inspired, too, in this stage in the game on the subject matter I'm going to talk about, too, you know what I'm saying? The music, because you see, everything is political, including music, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tie this in with the subject matter at hand. I know it's a big case in regards to the young the child, you know what I'm saying, the 14-year-old little brother. Neil Hood, his mother, Carlicia Hood, the young man that was taken when I was murdered, Jeremy Brown. We're going to talk about the political. I want to really touch into this. As we say all the time, no, ain't no cliff notes in Cub class. That's going to be some sensitive, gonna touch on some sensitive thing. And it's, now I say no cliff notes. I just said to Sister earlier, I said I got here to do the show, the program tonight. And she had questions. She inquired. She said, well, haven't they been released? Has the mother and child been released? I said, well, you know, yes, they have been. However, this is bigger than legal. This is, you know what I'm saying, the dynamics is. A summation is warranted. You know what I'm saying? So many dynamics that impact our community. In other words, a lot of times we just think we just can get a legal summation or a quick sound bite. But the different dynamics, you know, so a lot of times you say, oh, here comes Chairman Free, you won't go to a long summation. But we, in certain cases, one, we can't afford no reactionary responses. Two, that we really want to see the time when when the people's pores are open to have certain discussions. You know what I'm saying? As I said before, like that, people become conscious or get involved in struggle one of three ways: inspiration, aspiration, or desperation. And you know, just as anything in our community, whether we're talking about, you know, the way we engage or we disengage with each other, the way the system sees us, the way, you know, I say, what this got to do with the system? You know, people say, well, it's just black folks, you know, and that's and all of our people. A lot of situations in our community, we are forced to suffice for an elementary response such as that, is to say what just happens, you know, whether we're talking about the crime, whether we're talking about certain addiction, mental illness, sexuality, you know, something happens in other communities where you hear a more advanced assessment. In other words, like, let's check into, you know, was the narcotics usage, you know, we're talking to, you know, the person, you know, saying, you get cases of these young white children go up in the movie theaters or whatever the case may be, or how they respond and say, they do background checks and say, well, man, this guy was bullied by other children the day before. And even if it's generational, nothing in our community can just suffice with that. But a lot of times we take that and we keep it moving. Even the politics are like, even, I mean, the environment, like the fast food restaurants, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I was talking to Sister Comrade Pam Africa from the Move family in Philadelphia, and I was drawing a correlation to even that, what they call the Jewtown Polishes. And I said, that area, I said, used to be, it's just an area reference to Jewtown. And it's kind of pervasive, like in Philadelphia, the Philly cheese steaks and so on and so forth. And is, you know what I'm saying? And there's a certain, like even in the eateries in our community, you know what I'm saying? It's like every other entity, like the party place, whatever. It's a toxic environment. It's a toxic environment. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just talking about the food that we force given, the environment of it. You know what I'm saying? It's a toxic environment. I mean, you can, you know, you go to gas stations, whatever, you know what I'm saying? How you go to a gas station, you know, everything from the food. You getting gas, the same way you're getting food, you know what I'm saying? And the way the merchants talk to us, and people say, oh, here comes Chairman Free, he always going to blame the white man in the system. And we do. The different dynamics, then, if you know what I'm saying, so the aura, like, this, you go to certain places, you know what I'm saying, like, eatery, so on and so forth, but certain climate that you, says the tone, well, this ain't supposed to happen here, this, you know, your body language, all that. Psychological profiles, all that. I'm going to touch on that. I'm going to say this with all due respect. A lot of our listeners, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying this respectfully. Grab a couch, red couch, and lay back and sit. I mean, because, again, this is brought out. This is tapped into. And I want to say this to, I'm going to say this in particular, but, you know what I'm saying, for the families, all parties involved with this case, because I know there's been a lot of slander and attacks and jokes made, you know what I'm saying, people taking lightly. I know it's hard, it's easier said than done. Don't take a lot of this personally, that, you know what I'm saying, because the deal is a lot of people are expressing their pain internal, and it's not even at the case at hand. In other words, issues with men and women, you know, from childhood damage. You see, I guarantee you, there's so many breakups right now, and I guarantee you that stuff that may have been dormant, kind of like you're talking about during the era of corona, the coronavirus, the pandemic. Excuse me, during the pandemic, they say it was a lot of divorces and all that, but it was stuff that was dormant already. But it intensified it. You know what I'm saying? You're right there. You were forced to see certain situations. There are conversations happening now with people that a lot of people didn't know that they harbor. But it's not, and though these respective families may be the poster child, but the deal, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of like the best correlation I can give you is like, as a servant of the people, as organizers, you know, chairman of the Black Panther Party Cubs. A lot of attacks and slander that people do, so they levy towards, is really not at me personally. It's at a disdain for Black people. You know what I'm saying? And I acknowledge that. You know what I'm saying? I remember a case. I came. I was just arrived in Oakland, California, and we call layovers places where we stay. Layover is like we're organized. And this was, in fact, not to switch subjects, but this. Marcus Garvey's, one of their layovers was the grandparents, the home of the grandparents of James Amos, who played James Evans Goodtime. He was impacted by that. The UNIA, when you're traveling, you know what I'm saying, I tell people, oh, you got these hotels, houses, these are layovers, places you rest there, and you know what I'm saying, you exchange information, food, all that plays a role. But one place I stayed in one time, Oakland, I just came in, on the TV was the uprising. Notice how to say the riots, but the uprising, the rebellions that was occurring in Baltimore after Freddie Gray was murdered by the police in Baltimore. And as soon as I came in, and the lady, they showed the image of the mother, like, going to beat her son on TV. And it triggered something with the lady whose house I just walked in. She says, why, and all of this disdain came out. She said, why they tear up their own fight? Why y'all tear up our own places in the community? She went straight, the vicious, the venom on me. I'm landed. I didn't know what was even going on. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to know what was going on. But automatically, she released it on me. You know what I'm saying? And I want to reiterate that to the respective families. You know what I'm saying? That's who, you know what I'm saying? Because the deal is to have an objective discussion about this. We got to talk about the joints, the restaurant joints, the climate, this stuff, all that. You know what I'm saying? How we view all this, even the type of narcotics that's in our community. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are so detached from our community. They think these cats are here now. And this is no indictment. I don't know. I ain't. You know what I'm saying? Don't know the different assessment. But even when you don't, when you subject me to say, well, what you saying came out? Was a guy? Was he high? Or not? Whether that's the case or not. But the climate. In other words, a perfect example with that. The block I grew up in. I grew up on Inglewood. A little brother was dealing with a sister next door to me, and he said, man, I like this block. I want to set up shop here. I said, yeah. He said, yeah. I say, dig this here. I say, take a walk with me for a minute. Take a walk with me for a minute. I say, this block intentionally ain't, you know what I'm saying, we don't have no hustling over here. He said, no, man. He said, man, I'm just, you say he's just going to do it in the house. Ain't going to be no. I said, no. Let me tell you how it bleeds over in the community. I say, it's kind of like what Park said, Brenda's got a baby. The guy said, how does that affect the whole community? So I told the brother, take a walk. We left Wood. We walked three blocks east. The block he lived on, the block he hustled on. We were on the block. And I said, before I went there, I told my block, I said, look around. Watch those little girls. Watch them playing double dutch rope. Watch the brothers pitching pennies. Watch their body language. He studied it. I said, watch them. Watch their response when cars roll past. I said, check all that out. I said, now come with me on your block. When I went to his block, I said, step back in the gangway. Don't let them see you. Look at the hardness in those little sister faces on your block. Look at no double dutch rope. Watch the response when the car ride pass. Watch the damage. Watch the response. He said, man, it's like day and night. Field Marshal George Jackson, the Black Panther Party, said capitalism not only affects economy, but it affects the psychic of the people. It not only affects the economy, but it affects the psychic of the people. A lot of times people don't devalue this to legal, or the case is over with, no, or just financial, you know, so our niche is the politics. Now, I'm talking about electoral politics. It's about the words, terms, fashion, how we relate to each other, how we see a situation. What taps into you? You know what I'm saying? What's dormant in you? How do you view black men? How do you view black women? How do you view children? What was your response to see to even hear about a 14-year-old child being locked up? In Florida, just had an 8-year-old girl cuffed her. What makes a sister so comfortable, you know what I'm saying, to do this? Also, how we engage with each other. We're going to talk about that much more here on Freedom Hall Radio. It's been making history, taking history, taking history. Y'all, let's get locked and loaded, y'all. 929-477-3785. Press 1. In the meantime, between time, y'all, we still ride. You know what I'm saying? We ain't in the breaks. We get a curfew. You might want to move around. We ain't set tripping. We respect no colonial borders. You know what I'm saying? We moving around. My brother. Let us know. Probably not now the younger audience. Y'all probably hear to them already, though. Let me give a shout out to Brother Mr. Caleb. It's these breakfasts men they've been doing. And so you hear that, you're like, oh, I'll tell people take the antagonistic. What you mean, breakfast with men? What are women at? We come from a society with Sheik Anta D, I've talked about, opposed to the Western society. Well, we can come and we work in harmony with the gender, men and women, animals, you know what I'm saying? It could be contradictions, not necessarily antagonistic contradiction. In other words, where stones can be stones in the cycles, not necessarily into crimson blood. Men and women, they don't mean that one doesn't come at the expense of another. You know what I'm saying? I got to be attacking you. And that this breakfast with these brothers, I'm talking about, you got forces from different age ranges. In fact, it was a birth child, in fact, not just Mr. Caleb, but a lot of your young brothers, you know what I'm saying, in particular. And it crosses, you know, I like them, but so many things about it. It crosses generational lines. I'm talking about, you got older young cats, you get there, and you can just, the oral respect, you can feel it there. You know what I'm saying, networking. Ain't no pissing contest. Keep your ego. You need that. But it doesn't come at the expense of checking around somebody else. And not to doubt this brother, his brother said, man, he said, man, I have so much respect for your father, Chairman Fred. We open, we talk this, and then I told him the work we're doing, even following up with us, and it's on. But I just want to shout out this breakfast these brothers be having. And, you know what I'm saying? And it's like I tell you, we're told to believe that they run us this facade. Everybody wants the same thing. That's what I'm saying. But that's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Sisters might have a thing with sisterhood. I mean, they got to be a man bashing and vice versa. Men get together, they got to be attacking women. The system position is that, in order to be a successful prison warden, people got to go to jail. In order to be a successful hustler, cats can have habits. That's capitalism. One comes at the expense of another. We come from a different cloth. We can have differences. That's why, like, in the movie Judas and the Black Messiah, he went through a whole thing about the way organizations are played. Like, because reality, the real me with Chairman Fred, they're going to meet with Chief Malik. A lot of people, I talk this machismo, which gang won, who won, who won the pissing contest. To win, points of unity, to acknowledge there are differences, there are different circumstances, you know what I'm saying, in a different community, you know what I'm saying. Stephen Biko talk about in parts of African history where we were get around a beer keg to our politics and your relationships, so on and so forth. I'm going to talk about my concept as a child. Growing up, I remember sitting on the corner, and I remember listening to this brother who had a hell of an impact on my life. It's Kat Michi, man. And it's like his wife at the time. And then, just listen to that. Their struggles, when you went in, you know what I'm saying, when they were going out. I remember this as a youngster, hearing this, how this impacted us, even to the point we would see her later on by herself, she went to the store by herself. Our respect, you know what I'm saying, to make sure she's straight, care the groceries, all that. Different dynamics of children, you know what I'm saying? Me and you, I don't want to sound like it's romanticism, but structure. I'm going to say this again. She's strict. I don't even think we'd be true to say Chairman Free Hampton. Ain't no ego tripping. One of America's policies is to create chaos, then restore order. Create chaos, then restore order. You think Chicago, again, was the last major city that the U.S. government brought crack cocaine in? Not because it was by happenstance. This mountain structure, Fluky Stokes had to be murdered. Chief Malik, the former of Jeff Ward, had to be in prison. There were certain dynamics that had to be moved. This city had such a structure at the time. I remember the amphitheater at a concert. And the GDs was taken to a different direction, you know what I'm saying, the name change, the growth and development. And with Face, formerly known as Scarface, notice how I go through, I'm really respectful about names and terms. I'm very respectful about that. And then he done a song, Gangsters Don't Live That Long. Some young cats, they boo because of their complexes, you know what I'm saying? And the word that got down to the joint and back down, came back down to the streets that same night. The same night, I remember, and they were addressed. The same night, they were just, you know what I'm saying? It was checks and balances, you know what I'm saying? Man, cats is like organization. We're told, the system tells us everything they use, they tell us it's bad for us. They say the gun is bad, they say the organization is bad. And we eat it up, you know what I'm saying? No structure in your community. Then, you know what I'm saying? No men, no women, no, you know what I'm saying? Community. You know what I'm saying? Those terms are important. Who the candy store lady was. You know what I'm saying? Who was what? People say, oh, man, it was great back then. No, we had contradictions. It was rules of engagement. How you dialogue with people. You know what I'm saying? Who, you know what I'm saying? We, like, it was structured like, well, that's the crazy uncle there. You know what I'm saying? It was a lane with how to deal with that. Our communities have been destabilized and not by having to stand by everything from gentrification, the land grab, to you name it. Even the type of drugs the cats would engage in. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you can see a cat, oh, he on this particular drug. You know what I'm saying? Or she's on this particular drug. Now, they have, it's the synthetic, the chemical biological warfare that's hidden. They just had in Kentucky yesterday, they say a massive overdose. You know what I'm saying? It's strategic. My brother, forgive me. Get in with us, man. That's who we get. We're honored to have you.
I go by the name of Rico Shy. I represent Healthy Hood. I'm a captain of, and basically we serve the black and brown community over there on 2242 South Damon Avenue. We just did a free food program today and gave out over, like, it was a lot of groceries. It was a lot of families today. And one of our main inspirations is the Black Panther Party. The Rudy Lozano is the one that got the bloodline with the Black Panther Party. He worked with your father, Chairman Fred Hampton Sr. We are basically revolutionizing, bringing back the youth to work in the communities. I'm 27, and my main objective I'm also a musician. I didn't even introduce myself as a musician. I rap, I make music, I'm an artist. I just got off Sway in the Morning. We went to Sway in the Morning last month, did the freestyle, the Five Fingers of Death, murdered it. You can look me up, Rico Shy, R-E-C-O-E-C-H-I, R-E-C-O-E-C-H-I. I'm true to this hip-hop.
We get caught up to your handles, too, so people can, you know what I'm saying, follow you, too.
On all my socials, is R-E-C-O-E-C-H-I, R-E-C-O-E-C-H-I. I'm Rico Shy. And John Monopoly is my manager. Don Monopoly is an investor for me as well. I represent Hustle, period. It's a label. But me personally, I work within the community. That is a part of my brand and that's a part of who I am. The reason I went to Healthy Hood was because I felt like I wasn't in the community enough. Being 27, I'm looking around and none of the people my age in the community and these young brothers, they need us. I work with the Male to Men program with Hip Hop Detox with Brother Enoch through the Nation of Islam. Take in a lot of these kids that are 16, 17, 18 that's really in the streets. Not no kids that's not really from the streets, but these kids that's from the streets, and we are sifting their mind to make them think as a grown man should to basically pull them out of the streets, get them thinking about their future, to making them tap back in with their inner child. Because a lot of these brothers, they forgot about their inner child because they're in defense mode all the time, especially the kids I work with. Just this whole week, I've been giving my lunch away to kids this whole week just because these shorties ain't got nothing in their fridge at the crib. One of them had just chips and noodles. I ain't believe them until I walked in.
What's the age range? What age range?
Between 16 through 18.
Yeah.
But we also work with the 24. It's really 16 through 24. But my target is that range, but my target is to catch them right before they go to college. Because if you could transform their mind right before they go to college, I feel like they'd go to college. Even they ain't even got to go to college. But the ones that is going to college, you go to college to think about what you got to really educate yourself with, because we all know it's a system going up. But if they go with the mindset of being their own entrepreneur, it'll be different versus you going up and you trying to get their education, go there to develop your network. That's what I'll be teaching them.
Just want
to
make, what's some of the major issues or discussion, Matt, with this age? Again, the age range, what, 16 to what?
16 to 24.
16 to 24. What's some I don't want to do what I call net fishing. Net fishing. When I talked to my mother Conrad earlier, she said, "Tim, is that a word you made up?" Or the, that's why you said. She said, "You know, you are." I said, "That's an actual reality, but it's a term." I came to this. I told this sister the other day. She was. It was some case happened with some dude. Some you probably know about it. Some guy. Probably he had bit some lady on the face or something. And she said, yeah, and the lady said, "See how y'all black men are?" I told her, "So why don't you get you a fishing rod?" She said, "What you mean? Why you say that?" I said, "As opposed to net fishing."
Yeah.
A lot of these blanket indictments, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This goes into our discussion at hand, too, though, like net fishing. It'd be blanket indictments, you know what I'm saying? Cats come through that. Because we all have a certain amount of subjectivity, you know what I'm saying? Like I tell people, I'm critical of my mother comrade. I say, a lot of stuff you know what I'm saying, like even people get conscious about the movement. I say, I took for granted, you know, since everybody knew certain, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that's not the case. You know, again, for those who might just, you know, subjective, you see your own viewpoint. Like I tell you, I failed fourth year English class in Tilton High School, Mr. Griffin, because I refused to say me or I. I would always say us and we. He wouldn't have got the principal. The principal came down. I said, we still saying it, you know what I'm saying? But you know, you're subjective, you also not to be just see certain things. But I won't be netfish even throwing that age, because I tell you, when you colonize, when you oppressed, you can't go with, and this, and I people don't acknowledge this, you can't go with no conventional definitions. In other words, people like terms like technically a generation is every 21 years, technically speaking. When you start taking into account our conditions, our people, you know what I'm saying? I tell people, even with this case in Chicago, I tell people, I say, listen, people say, well, how did this, what if a child doing a gun? On 56 and right off Ashland one time about a year ago, I remember this young brother that got shot. Why he's putting an ambulance, police asked him, you ain't got no gun? You ain't no gun on you? You had to put stuff in context. Like in Liberia in the 80s, you'll say, the child soldier. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The dynamics. You can come with this, you know, abstract elementary assessment, you know, who Virgos, who Capricorns, or, you know, your definition of a child, like, you know what I'm saying, you have to put in context the different dynamics, you know what I'm saying, of just even going, you know what I'm saying, the climate in our communities. It's like, that's why I didn't have no issue with that term Chirac. Why do you have an issue with that? I said, let's politicize it. Let's draw the correlation to other communities, how the depleted uranium is like the vacant lots, like this. I could use like a war zone, you know what I'm saying? And so back to the point of the question at hand, I don't want to throw out, because like when I was growing up, I got caught up with I caught a generation that was got old. I was younger, but I caught them cats. And there was certain, you know, rules of the road. You know what I'm saying? How we moved around. I learned how to shave by ear hustling. Listen to other cats talk. And then in different periods, like you are impacted by the music, the drugs. I say it's gonna be a different child. This gonna be a different little sister that. Say, I mean, I ain't got to go for the Lauryn Hill, Lady Rage, as opposed to the phenomenon they get now, Suki Knott, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and for those who don't know, this is a big thing in Detroit. Yesterday, they say, she on stage, and the two females, they literally, like, licked her ass, you know what I'm saying? This is on film, Google it, on Detroit. And you have a generation that's impacted by that, you know what I'm saying? And so, 16 to 24, and it's like, you know, and like even the time that we, like even childbearing, you know what I'm saying? I'm, that's the term I'm going to talk about too. I said, they really ain't got to do too much birth control no more, because they got so much hatred brewed between black men and women now. I don't know if cats even engage in relationships no more, you know what I'm saying? And if they call them on, I say, listen, the gladiator gang is going out for men and women to fight, cats, you know what I'm saying? And this discussion about this case, it's really brought a lot of stuff too, you know what I'm saying? But back to with you, the 16, 24 years old, I don't know if it's different groups. If you say, well, 18-year-olds, that's one group. No. What's what's a major thing they talk about, like a major issue at hand with them?
So a major issue at hand with them is purpose. A lot of them, even within that range, age range, you are truly searching for that. And if some people not searching for that, you know, you sleepwalking. Mm-hmm. So with the whole, but specifically, I want to say specifically with my 16 and 18-year-olds, they are just trying to figure out where they could plug in at. So, like, for instance, one of them, GD of 93rd Justine, but he himself, he don't want to be on that type of shit. But he was born in it, and I sworn in it. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the times, he can't even go chase after his boxing dream because he boxed in the area. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He boxed in the area. He go outside. They on the same shit. That's a war zone itself. Then I got, you know, my 21-year-old where he just got back from college, and he trying to hit the ground running, but he don't know where to run. Yeah. You know, he come back from college, you trying to figure out who you are, where your place is in this world, because school really, like I said, it's state system. You come back, you ain't graduate, what you going to do? Oh, you got to go get that job like everybody else did. So a lot of the times their concern is money, purpose, and what to plug themselves at. So when we come in and grabbing them, these 16, 18-year-olds, we grabbing them. Bro, they telling me, thank you, big bro. Thank you for bringing me here because you put me around a whole bunch of people. It's like the Rainbow Coalition and it ain't just black kids. I'm putting these black kids around other people so they can learn how to speak. So, but while we in the Males to Men program, they already know we don't play that shit about conquerors.
For those who may just be first time tuning in, say, well, damn, you can curse them. Our party line is, you know what I'm saying, profane terms for profane times. Mm-hmm. Black Panther Party line, profane terms for profane times. The real vulgar words are, you know, hunger, you know what I'm saying, gentrification, you know what I'm saying. These are some real problems. You know, and so deal is, we struggle to use brutal terms for brutal reality. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're not just cursing for cursing's sake, but again, it's a nasty reality out there that we got to acknowledge and got to deal with. You know what I'm saying? So we want to heighten those contradictions. So just for people who might be tuning in, you know what I'm saying? Because I tell you can push stuff to the side so long, you know what I'm saying, we have a reactive response, come back like, you know, like, damn, I know it's that bad. But it's some brutal conditions out there. We want to acknowledge it on our terms, and not that you just can't throw no icing on it. You know what I'm saying? Shit fucked up.
It's real fucked up. But when I'm bringing them around, they are opening their eyes up to see how other people think, and then they around older folks too. Because remember, they 24 and they around 16 through 18. They around these older folks, and at that they Mexican, they Puerto Rican. It's a couple white kids up in there. But it's only 8 black young men, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And all them 8 young men, I put all the applications in to make sure that they had these jobs for the summer because I wanted them specifically under me this whole summer. I don't want them doing nothing else. I need them under me.
You say one of them came home, one of them engaged in boxing.
No, that's the one that's 17.
17.
Yeah.
What's that? Okay. Are they, I know social media is a real big thing with this age, right? Are they, like, current events and stuff, like, when stuff happens other places, or not to be selfish, not to catch me so caught up, you know, like you said, just, a lot of people here, they just get home, they got to deal with so many situations, they really can't be concerned what's going on. Does discussion of outside situations go on, like, you know, like other, you know, other cities or like who's running for mayor of Chicago? Is that, do they talk about that or do, even if they don't talk about it, do they know about it? You know what I'm saying? They know, like some places, because I ain't got time to hear about this, are they conscious? Then I'm going to lead to my next question about this case, you know, in regards to Ms. Hood. Mr. Brown, I'll talk about all that though. But what are they like outside events and stuff? Are they?
So with that, I would say they be hooked to it. Like they hooked to, you know, the Canada L coming over here and stuff like that because it's in their face. Yeah. Like the mayor and stuff, bro. To be real with you, it's like the fact that they with us, they gonna engage in those conversations. They're learning about these things. But prior to that, no, they main thing is survival. That's all they think about, bro. Even when, matter of fact, I called you, bro, Chef. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. That's all they think about, and I understand that too because I was there once. You know, I'm just thinking about survival, so that's why I got even more empathy for them because it's like, all right, well, how do I bridge, help you out within this time frame? Because I remember I felt like I didn't have no help. Yeah. So me, I'm trying to shorten that time for them. You know, all right, y'all 16, 17, 18, y'all want jobs, so y'all ain't got to be out here robbing niggas and trying to sell drugs and shit. Come on, we get y'all a job. Y'all need to be up under me. Why y'all doing this job? Y'all going to get political education, too. So that's what I'm on.
How old are you again?
I'm 27. I just turned 27 on June 14th.
Okay, well, happy late birthday. Two days for parking. Right on. Yes, sir. Say it again. You turn how old?
27.
Yes, sir. 27. Okay. You guys, I think.
I got no kids.
No children. Okay. Ms. Hood, I think she's 35, and I think the guy, Mr. Brown, he was 34, 33, 32, I think.
Come on.
He's right there. Show him to him. You know what I'm saying? Okay, take a station break for a minute. I'm going to hold this question. You get back on and ask you something, you know what I'm saying, about this. Okay, yeah, we still left. Sister Curry, we got any callers in queue? 929-477-Fremont.
Yeah, we have one caller in queue. Caller in queue.
Come on, call club in with us. Press one.
Hello, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Welcome to Fremont Radio.
Yeah, I'm liking what I hear the brother talking about in terms of you know, each one teach one and trying to reach back. And he seems to be attempting to do an intergenerational type thing where, you know, bringing everybody together and doing the intergenerational thing. I think that's the way we got to go.
I don't know. I want to know, okay. Well, Carla, where are you calling from? I know who to see. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto. This is Norman.
I know this Norman, my brother. Love and respect to you. Toronto, so-called Canada. I say so-called Canada because y'all know we do a lot of work with the indigenous community, native community, our comrades, townhouse and tiny house warriors, so on and so forth. What in Canada? Okay, have you heard about this case at hand we're talking about with the family, the Hood family, Ms. Hood and her child, and the young man, the Jerry Brown. They call them the Polish place. It's like the South Side, Indiana Polish place. Are you familiar? Have you heard about the case?
Is that the case where the woman somebody was jumping on a brother's mother and he is that the case you're talking about?
That's the case. And I'm curious. That's the case. I'm curious what came through Canada. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm curious. Like, you know, God, you know, I tell people, you know what I'm saying? Like, the media, you know what I'm saying? I'm curious what's the conversation like, you know what I'm saying, about this case in Canada? I'm curious.
Well, first of all, I've only seen it on social media, and I haven't read it. I try to peruse we have four daily newspapers up here. I don't believe it's been covered in the newspapers. It's been a social media situation, and you know, people basically we as a people are inundated with so much trauma in terms of they are blowing us away all over the world, including the Great White North, including Canada. So I wouldn't say people are immune to it, but you know, there's so much going on. But I think this case is because it's a mother and a son, and a whole question of a self-defense. You know, it people are taking it that know about it, and you know, I guess you have and I use this so-called the conscious so-called conscious element. You know. they are talking about it. But like I don't, like I said, like there's four daily newspapers up here, and haven't seen it. I don't believe it's been covered in daily newspapers. But you know, you can get the New York Times and all that stuff online. So people who have some knowledge of following news, it's known. But like I keep on saying, go ahead.
Even you know as well, everything is political, and there's a certain amount of subjectivity that comes with everything, even in particular the media. So even with the social media, a lot of people like with social media, a lot of people think that like they, you know, it's just one general social blast, but the algorithms are political. Like what comes up, what locale receives what. What information, like in fact, they talked about, like even I think TikTok was created in China, but they said like the children in TikTok, they have like those entrepreneur social media hits and educational hits, but the black community in particular are blasted with with propaganda bombs of bullshit, for lack of better terms. What sort of, and I'm sure even the case with this, even the way like even I was really like. I want to say this too, because people was called. Once the boss came on the show, I didn't get her flyer last week, and I was talking to her earlier, and I was saying, listen, I'm real sensitive about our people, and everything is political. Like I remember suspending this one individual that was in our organization. I didn't suspend myself. We relate to democratic centralism. But it was on a paper that we utilized, a newspaper. He had these children from depleted uranium who were dead from bombs from U.S. and Iraq. Then he had these women, who was modeling the fashion show right next to him. And this cat was real callous. So you don't see the contradiction you got there right next to each other. And I try to be like even the politics and respectful. Like even today's flyer, I want to be real. Tag team Cassandra Greer, another. I said, get a few. What's your feel on this here? Touchdown, because the politics of certain things that you may not know that you're saying that are cutting. And like I tell people, that's an organization, that's logos, everything. And I'm sure, like even with the sound bites and the clips with this, they can switch. It can be the same story, but the image, can be a little different. You know what I'm saying? It could change the whole dynamic. You know what I'm saying? The terms, the titles, and the Black Panther Party, the Nation of Islam, you put the crest on the other star, I think it's a Turkish flag. You know what I'm saying? And Chicago is a place, like, structure. Like what is the social media that you've been seeing over there in Canada? How, even the terms, how they... What is it shown? I'm curious. Like, the narrative. Like, some pictures you don't even see the background of the restaurant. You know what I'm saying? And I'm studying the whole dynamics of what type of narrative with algorithms are people seeing with that?
First of all, like I said, you have four daily newspapers, and they are parochial. The business paper is called the Globe and Mail. That's the oldest. That's a business paper. The Toronto Star is the liberal newspaper. When I say liberal, they would be like your Democrats, and the Globe and Mail is whoever's in power or conservative. Then you have a people call the Toronto Sun. They're just cracker. It's a cracker press, basically. They're just straight up redneck picklewood crackers. And then you have the National Post, which was started by Conrad Black. Conrad Black is a Canadian criminal. He was in prison for a while, but he may have been close to a billionaire. He got busted for a bunch of stuff. Served some time in prison. They knighted him in England. He has a newspaper. Now he was married to a woman who got busted in, I think the woman was an Arab woman, and she was busted in Mozambique going over there messing with Frelimo, and they locked her up, and they were talking about executing her, but, you know, they started a whole campaign, and she came back, and that is, you know, situation in Chicago is being projected as a runaway, are you just a place for mad black people, you know.
Yeah.
And they emphasize you know, that black people, black on black crime, that type of thing.
Okay. Let me ask you this. How is Chicago viewed? Are you familiar with the term Chirac? Have you heard that term? Like, how people say Chicago?
Okay, I heard this term Chirac first from you years ago, right?
Okay, so people about Chicago. Well, let me ask you this question: what is the race dynamics there in Canada? Like, where you at? Like, what's the race dynamics? You know what I'm saying? What's the race dynamics?
The majority of the people in Toronto is. It's multicultural. African people here are very 300,000 maybe. The majority of the people in Toronto, I believe, are Chinese. The Italians have a big.
Is that recent? Because I know that's happening everywhere too. Though, is that recent phenomenon with the Chinese population, or there's something quite some time?
The Chinese population has been here for years, but it's increasing. It's increasing because you have people.
Yeah.
When my son went to started going to grammar school, he was taught Cantonese, and the Cantonese of that is the Taiwan and the not so revolutionary China. That's Cantonese now. They teach Mandarin because
you pointed that out. That's interesting. That's something I want to talk about too. That's interesting that you pointed it out, like the not so revolutionary parts of China. Correct. And I'm glad you. This is something. A lot of times the black community have it's a culture nationalism, it's an apolitical assessment. In other words, to distinguish what parts of China, you know what I'm saying, like in North Korea, you know what I'm saying, the distinguish, you know, Kim Il-sung made the distinction North Korea, South Korea. And a lot of times you look, like in New Orleans and other places, where what part of Vietnam, like you said, the Vietnamese are down there. What part of Vietnam were these individuals from? It was South Vietnam. And they put that in, like when I was in El Salvador, was it MS-13, the Matra Sutra, the MS-13 were more reactionary, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to the ones that you didn't hear about, the MS-18. And then you were able to find out the MS-13, they were more the children who was on the U.S. side of what they refer to as the conflict in El Salvador. And
right.
I want, and that's important to put, like, even the lineage is like in our communities. One of the things that made the Black Panther Party, that climate really stood up, it was a period, and I'm going to say this to everybody, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people carry baggage for generations, and they think it's something they did on their own. You know what I'm saying? But the Black Panther Party, they went through a cleansing period. Not just the Black Panther Party, it was a revolutionary period. They're not ready for us. Malcolm X talked about at this time period on the front of Time Life magazine. There was a 14 or 15 year old girl from China with a 45 her daddy head. That blows some cats mad when you hear that. But and they said, "Why are you doing it?" She said, "He betrayed the revolution." It was
Malcolm
a period. You know, short, and then they called it. It was a period. My mother got put out the house she stayed, you know what I'm saying, because of my auntie them house. You know what I'm saying? And see, they shook those, they said, "Mom and Dad, we love you." We're shaking them. Ain't no white Jesus, ain't no pictures going up in here. You know what I'm saying? And that period. And it's a lot of stuff we have to deal with in our community. And you know, see, like the generational, you know, see, the passing on, the baggage, so on and so forth. And I'm glad you made the distinction. But, you know, and I, like, Kanye West, the time he was in China.
Right. I didn't know that.
Yes, indeed. See, the dynamic, the age, you go look at the pictures of him in China. You know what I'm saying? This is those, he said his mouth, the movie Get Out was about him. He said that his own, he said that. This impacts your definition of beauty. Right and wrong. You can look at the pictures of him in China. You can see the soullessness, the vacant eyes as a child. There were certain benefits, certain education, and so forth again. But you can see the time series was there. I would post them pictures. You know what I'm saying? You can see it as a child.
Before we get off, I got something I want to drop on you.
Yes.
The mayor elect of Toronto is a Chinese woman, Olivia Chow. She is a social democrat. She was a member of the Democratic Party, and you know when you run for mayor in Toronto, you can't use your party. So she's a social democrat, and she's a Chinese, and was criticized heavily because she was Chinese, and you know they tried to red bait her, and I wrote a piece on her, what we call Olivia Chow, Ben Bella, and the Bandung Conference. I had talked about how. You know, the Olivia Chow was from China, and how, you know, the whole Bandung Conference with Ben Bella and Suma and Sukarno. Well, the whole, I think it was 27 countries, African and Asian countries came together and tried to deal with it was a bloc that was fighting against imperialism.
That's important to the point. Like I say, politics. Like even we had discussion about the countries we're dealing with here locally. What period of time? What part of Chicago? What? And not a blanket assessment. Like I said, like net fishing. So when the Chinese, China. There's a different. You're talking about the 10-year Chairman Mao Zedong, the Red Book. You know what? You know what? The Cultural Revolution. It's imperative that we have to have some discussions in our community. Like what? Man, what type of drugs are going on in our community? What period of time? The relationships, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was, I go places now and I say, hey, sister, you can see the fence, like the fence some people, some people take. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? They're going to say the climate, you had a revolutionary climate in the late 60s, you know what I'm saying? It's important to distinguish that. Like I said, people romanticize the 60s. The deal was, one time there was such a reactionary period. Cats were saying terms like, you know, wear my hair fried, die laid to the side, act your age, not your color. You know what I'm saying? You had a revolutionary period where you see the devil disciples, they became the black disciples. You know what I'm saying? The black stone range, the black peace stone nation. The Bible is the free medical center. But you just can't have a blanket assessment. You have to come with a politics to be able to think what period of time, like, you know, like, you with the Panther Party. When cats was in the Panther Party, you know what I'm saying? What period? They come in, you know what I'm saying? It's a certain dynamic, you know what I'm saying? You have, like politics is like real estate. You know, and this is something we have to do. Before you make take a break from me, I was going to ask you about how this age, I know you, like, that's why I point out Mrs. Hood, her age, Mr. Brown, the age. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So to put stuff in context of what period we're talking about, like, you know, like a lot of history has to be started to be told, like, we had to talk about everything from BC, you know what I'm saying? Not to sound like, I'm talking before crack or after post crack. Even that dynamic, the impact, how the generations to come, you know what I'm saying? The pills, you know what I'm saying? This era with artists, man, openly doing commercials for, you know what I'm saying, Percocet, you know what I'm saying? The type of drugs they're doing, the fentanyl, there's a different dope out here now, you know what I'm saying, with the fentanyl, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to 10 years ago.
I can give you some examples.
Say it again, bro.
I said I can give you some examples. I remember if you hadn't, I don't want to cut you, but when you finish, I'll give you two examples.
Go ahead.
We're talking 1964, 1965. I remember we were out attempting to, you know, politicize people. And I remember walking up to a brother, and I hit him with "Assalamu alaikum." He said, "I like the Lakers too, nigga, and I like white women, and I eat pork." That. And I give you another example. I was I refused to go to Vietnam, and I'm standing on Los Angeles City College in Los Angeles, California, and I am blowing the United States government away. And Hugh Masekela was there. He had just come from South Africa, and they were getting ready to jump on Hugh Masekela because Hugh Masekela had just come from South Africa. He was praising the United States, and I stepped up, and I started denouncing the United States. And literally, they were getting ready to move on Hugh Masekela because of he was talking the pro-American thing. Now, that's another contradiction because, you know, he had coming from South Africa. What you call that? Inter-imperialist rivalry in terms of he saw America as like as heaven because he was he had just escaped. And you know, we at that particular time we were beginning to see South Africa. That was like being in Nazi Germany or keep running Mississippi or Jonesboro. Indiana, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yes, indeed. Let me ask, have you seen the pictures of the Hood family and the Brown family? Have you seen the pictures of them? You seen?
Yes.
Uh huh. Have they given any human factors about them? Like, you know, like his schooling or, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Brown about, you know, his family. I'm asking that because I know, like, with white people, you know what I'm saying, they make sure you go through the whole thing about this, you know, their families and blah, blah. The human factor. I try to do that all the time with our people too, you know what I'm saying, because it's not that we look at each other, you know, stats and facts, you know what I'm saying, there's numbers and stuff. Have you heard anything about have you seen any pictures, like, of, you know what I'm saying, him as a child or all the parties involved, you know what I'm saying, again?
On social media, that's, you know, the whole thing about social media, and they're trying to, in Canada, they're trying to stop the news on social media. They're trying to block the news. Who owns the South African guy that owns the Facebook and all of that stuff? What's his name?
Okay.
They don't want to pay the writers and stuff, so he's using that
You can't do Google that. Don't you see that too? You know what I'm saying? I want to have a. We plan on following up on this again next week. That human factor to come to be definitely a major. The priority with this, you know what I'm saying, contradictions and all. I wanted to go visit the young brother, you know what I'm saying, because they've been released. The mother's child been released. I wanted to go visit him, you know what I'm saying, while he was in the juvenile detention. I wanted to go. Reason being, that impact timing, you know what I'm saying, to see, like, you know, images, you know what I'm saying, black men in particular, you know what I'm saying, to reach out, you know what I'm saying, to come touch down with you, especially in that place. Because a lot of times in those places, they have the most messed up representatives of our people, you know what I'm saying, and working in these places. And as a child, that really can impact you. You know what I'm saying? I told this captain in Stateville Prison, I know Captain Manning, he had a notorious beatdown crew. In Stateville isolation, they would wake us up with tear gas, and they'd just come in and, beat down. We woke up, just rumbling, you know what I'm saying? Jackie Wilson, all of us was in there. And I remember... I told this captain, I said, you know what, man? I say, if I came from Mars and y'all were the first black people I came into contact with, I would join the Ku Klux Klan. And that's, see, a lot of times your first contact, you know, like with puppies, you got to be real careful that a cat don't get to a puppy. It can break his spirit, you know what I'm saying? A lot of their first contact with black people, you know what I'm saying? And especially in some way like Tupac visited Mike Tyson in jail. Like Mike Tyson talks about that, you know what I'm saying? That
right.
impact, you know, it sticks with you. And I was really, you know, Yeah, I got the word. You know what I'm saying? I was in the process of working to go visit him. Sandra Griss said, man, we can cancel that visit, champ. They're coming out. I said, okay, you know, definitely prefer that. You know what I'm saying? But I really, like I said, I think back with me, you know what I'm saying, the limit, like, and if they do certain things, like, blocked the mail, even the mail. They would stop certain mail from coming to me. And a lot of times, you know, like they, you can see, like, the mail from Madonna would come into Tupac, but they would stop other mail. You know what I'm saying? And you have to,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And you think, well, this person reaches out for me more. You know what I'm saying? But these are entities that they notice, like, your first, like the gorillas in Africa. The poachers would kill the mother and father. And the first milk that baby gorilla see is from that white lady's hand. You know what I'm saying? And the gorilla mm-hmm. thing is like, well, gorillas ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This happens in exactly. our community a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people come in, their first concept of something has been some males or females, not men or women. And it goes on, that black men ain't shit, black women ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Which I sympathize with so many people. That's the, you know what I'm saying? But the deal is, even surrogate, like we have examples of people that really, you know, like organizations, like James Evans on Good Times. That, you know what I'm saying, that impact. A lot of children, you know what I'm saying, grew up, you know, with impact, was impacted by that image of him. You know what I'm saying? You know
yeah.
what you got now. It's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And
then remember Rock, the movie, the TV show Rock as well.
Charles Dutton. Charles Dutton, me and Charles Dutton met at Dusama Museum. Charles Dutton did 10 years in Baltimore prison.
Yeah. Right.
Charles Dutton told me, he said, man, Chairman, I met your father, the chairman, not too far from here. You know what I'm saying? Phenomenal brother. You know what I'm saying? You know, and the image, you know, the they rock. You know what I'm saying? Those images are important. I mean, all these, there's a discussion about the case of Miss Hood, the young brother, Vanell, Mr. Brown. This conversation has to be inclusive of the type of propaganda bombs, the images that we, you know what I'm saying? You know, again, bigger than just the restaurant, how people, you listen to some of the, go look on social media. I sympathize to both of these families, too, cause I, you know what I'm saying, because all the toxic that's coming up, I want to reiterate to them, too, is not at them. You know what I'm saying? It's motherfuckers releasing shit that's been tapped into, you know what I'm saying, and it's tapped into childhood pain and drama, for, you know what I'm saying? And I hate that they, you know, and a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, like, even with me as an organizer, it don't be at me. It be, you know what I'm saying, be attack on our people. You know what I'm saying? So I sympathize with that. But I was curious to that. I was on train of thought where I was going. We all was visiting him, and I really wanted it to happen. But again, he's back out. But it's a lot more that has to happen. You know what I'm saying, for this whole conversation. You know what I'm saying? What is those? How did? What's this discussion? Are people talking about that? You know what I'm saying? About the case? The young kid,
we haven't even had that conversation with them yet.
Yeah.
We didn't even have that yet. This is literally the third day.
Yeah.
Just started this week.
Do you think that on social media, are people, your age range, what are people saying something about it?
Majority of everybody happy, you know, that he just got out. That he was able to get out. Because how I personally felt about it when I seen it, you know, I was triggered. Any man hitting a woman like that, first and foremost. So me personally, I felt like shit. He got what he deserved. If you ask me, straight up, because any nigga hit my mama like that, it's going down. Like period. This is damn the same way. Like that. That's wild as hell for me. Like I ain't even get to speak to a lot of people about it, because me, I was the only person I spoke to about it was him, Kevin Allen, right there.
Yeah.
The only person I spoke to about it. But it was real fucked up. So for me seeing that and the propaganda around it, it was even comments on Instagram on the Chicago Media Takeout where niggas was like, they was just cracking jokes, though.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
This shit's so serious.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't even talking matter.
Yeah.
Most of the comments on the Chicago Media Takeout
page,
not discrediting them or anything,
but
a lot of this shit was jokes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a point of note, too, though. You know what I'm saying? A lot of, and I think we try to cover stuff with humor, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, that's just laugh, stop from crying, you know what I'm saying? But you're right, brother. It's a serious situation. And, like, the impact, you know, like, Another Field Marshal George Jackson said, in regards to prison, no man leaves their place unaffected. And I'm paraphrasing, no man or woman leaves their place unaffected. And just in the days, and I'm going to say this too about social media. I know this is probably going to fall on deaf ears. I'll be trying to, like I say, I'll be like even the flyer to be conscious and sensitive or something. Because a lot of times you don't know, you don't have no control with the spread. I was in Belize recently, and I was in the back alley walking through. I mean, when the hood, I'm just like, no lights, no nothing. I'm talking about just impoverished. I'm talking about just, just impoverished. And I see it on the wall, spray painted Crips. And I thought about it. I said, man, it was one TV, like three blocks, three blocks. And I thought about how these youngsters who really can't relate to this, they've never seen this image, And you never know the impact, the words you're saying. I said, man, these cats ain't got nothing, I said, damn, you got to be, I'd be real cautious, like, you're saying certain things, that, like the impact, and I know, we become immune or cold or stoic, a criminal psychologist said behavior is affected by consequences. Motherfuckers, they just can say that, Mike Tyson say shit. Motherfuckers, this is age, motherfuckers, they want to say, though. But it does not fall on deaf ears, the statements, It does impact, the way we view each other, the terms we use. Notice I say a person was demoralized. I never said they was a dope fiend, a strung out, or say they was a strawberry or hype. Demoralized. See, when America, U.S. aggression against Vietnam, they reference the people as VCs. They're not people. So you were killing VC. They're called Viet Cong. Look at an interview with Minister UEP Newton. They was interviewing him, and a reporter kept saying about the Viet Cong. He never responded. And ladies, what's up with the Viet Cong? He said, "You talking to Vietnamese people? They themselves are not referring to themselves as Viet Cong." You follow what I'm saying? See, terms. Like in Somalia, they had a whole propaganda campaign to call them skinnies. You follow what I'm saying? And so now you're not killing people. It impacts you. I remember on that criminal Geraldo Rivera show once, years back, there was a case in Detroit, Michigan. And the lady, the sister, was on a bridge, and she was being beat down. And they filmed it, and the cars was going past her while she was being beat down. And nobody responded to it. It was like normal. And she was, I think her top was off. She had no top on. And the guy who had the case of beating down, he was in jail, and he talking to her. And one thing that her mother and her mother said that stuck with me, her mother told the guy that had the case for beating him. I looked at the response of the people. I'm like, even this video now, I'm studying our response, like how we immune to this whole. What happened? I'm looking at the whole thing. And the lady told the guy, she said, "To you, that was a strawberry or a hype." She said, "That was my daughter and her mother." I said, "Damn." You can, in war, you can become desensitized. You think like somebody's going to jail. That's why I'm throwing these age ranges out. How Miss Hood and how Mr. Brown was, how the child is. I'm throwing these terms. Like, this guy was on the social media today. He was talking about this dude had this case with messing with this young girl. And he was talking about it. He was saying it. He said, "The guy took the girl to the hotel." But the way he said it, he kept on saying, "Remember how old she is?" I said, "Damn." Because your brain hearing this guy and the girl went to the hotel. You can forget, And the dude, he'll pop up and say, "Do not forget now how old this girl." I said, "Damn, that's good he doing." Because the brain, that's like, let me ask you this question too, Norman, while I got you. What's the gun laws? How do people view the gun over that cannon? That's a better question. How do they view the gun? What's the politics of the gun?
It's supposed to be it's harder to get a gun. You can't walk into a store and just buy a gun. You have to have certain qualifications. But the right wing, they got groups up here lobbying. They want to be like the far right is talking about. They want a Wild Wild West situation, but it's very difficult to the gun thing. They're strict on the gun thing in Canada.
Is a person considered to be like, and I say the politics of it, is a person considered to be like politics of the gun, I mean like during Prohibition, the state did such a job with alcohol He was, oh, you're a bad person if you drink alcohol. You know what I'm saying? Really, it was against the law. That's all. Like Scott, like face the ghetto boy say, motherfucker, disrespect God if we disrespect the law. The gun. Remember, you repeat, so we must even politicize the gun. The person is considered a bad person, but you know what I'm saying? For, you know, talking about or acknowledging or even dealing with having a gun. That's, you know what I'm saying? What's the, how is it, like, because I tell white people, they ask things, like even marijuana right now, CBD, it's beautiful now. You know what I'm saying? The herbs, it's nice, the smoke herbs, edible, it's really, it's a nice, the political, it's a nice thing now. 10 years ago, bad, knock them up, give them life, you kill a bad person, you know what I'm saying? That's the politics of it, you know what I'm saying? And depending on, nice game, oh, bad person. Oh, casinos, oh, that's nice, we need some vacation, you know what I'm saying? But that's political. So the gun,
all they got to do is
really with the Panther deal. So how, go ahead, brother.
So you know, send a memo out in all of the four newspapers in Toronto, all of the daily newspapers in Montreal and Vancouver and Halifax, you know, they can change that overnight. The gun, like you're saying, the gun.
Okay, you heard about this. Okay, the situation with the shooting. How do people view, you know what I'm saying? Is it cool? Is it chic? Or is it bad? How do people view the oppressed community being able to arm themselves, defend themselves? You know what I'm saying? See, Chicago really had the toughest gun laws in the country, in Cook County. But how, when you hear about this, someone being armed, you know, how do people, what comes to mind? Is it like, well, yeah, right on, defend yourself, or is it a bad person?
Well, first of all, Toronto, Canada is made up of many communities. So I would say if you're coming from El Salvador or you're coming from South Africa, parts of Africa, it's like they would view it differently from someone that's coming from Britain, you know. Like the British,
coming from Britain,
it's cool for you to have a gun in people in Lagos and in Ghana in the English speaking parts, but you can't have can't carry a gun in
I know we have an international audience, and there are people outside of Chicago may even hear about the child with a gun. That's what I'm saying. I'll try to put everything in context when people hear about it. I remember, you know what I'm saying? I remember, what was that? One time, the Yummy Sunderford case, the young brother in Chicago. And I remember, I think it was Roland Martin, when they like, this guy was in the gang at 12 years old. So, and people in Chicago was like, your point is what? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you today, like brother said, it's something like we're just born in, not sworn in. You know what I'm saying? You start putting stuff in contact, like going to Liberia like in 1978. So I can't believe these children got no gun. But you know where you at? You know what I'm saying? The conditions, the politics of it, not vice versa. You know what I'm saying? What impacts you, you know what I'm saying? So to put that's what I'm trying to get, to put this in context when we have a conversation, because I thought people take sound bites. You know what I'm saying? They look at it, you know, they put something in context, or like even in a way, that's a certain mindset. It's kind of like a side note, too, though. Even one of the comrades, like this, Deputy Fairmarsh, we're talking. There's some brothers watching the interviews of Tupac. Somebody actually said they didn't know Tupac even had a daddy.
I've been seeing his father is on social media.
A lot of people didn't even think that he, like, by a lot of people, not that he had a father. I said, damn, everybody Jesus? Who the fuck? Oh, you know what I'm saying, man? I mean, really, the politics of a father, you know what I'm saying? Man, it's... I tell you that that's what I'm saying, the balance in our community, the men and the women, the balance. You know what I'm saying? The whole ecosystem, the mindset, the politics of it. A comedian made a joke the other day. He said, man, he said, study on all holidays. He said, Father's Day comes ranks in like the last. He said, Halloween is before Father's Day. He said, talk about dominance and shit before, you know what I'm saying? And we was calling a cigar lounge the other day. And the day before Father's Day, and the young lady told the guy, Merry Christmas. He said, huh? She said, Merry Christmas. She would not tell him Father's Day. She told him, I'm not saying that. She told him Merry Christmas. That's the politics of it. You know
that Tupac's father was Huey P. Newton's bodyguard when he came to New Jersey?
He did. The Philadelphia Convention he's on detail in. And that's important to put in context of like, you know, where people come from and all that, you know what I'm saying, the lineage, And I say, even not just in the biological lineage, the contradictions in our community, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's an old
saying. They say behind every great man is a great woman. A great woman, a community. And also,
behind every fucked up motherfucker, it's a fucked up motherfucker, man, fucked up man. You're real talking to us. And that, nothing operates as an island of its own. You know what I'm saying? We Cliff Notes in this Cub class, that dynamic, you know, so you can they study, you know, so where you come from, you think in courts and stuff, they go up your background, where you grew up at, you know what I'm saying, all that, you know, so in what movies you watch, you know what I'm saying, they know what the strike, like, you when the police come to, they're walking the room with women, they don't ask them, like, you know, you want to do some time, do they ask that question? It's not a question, do you have any children? That strikes that maternal connection.
Yep.
That's a statement, that's a war tactic. That's a statement. It taps into it. You know what I'm saying? And that, again, we have to, like, the way that they enslaved. When I was in Africa, going through slave dungeons, coming out, this placing of the rooms where they raped the women at, where they raped the men at. You know what I'm saying? You can feel it. You know what I'm saying? I remember going through the one part where they would rape the women at. They will bring before they threw them on the ship. You walk right past the men. So you follow what I'm saying? So they will break the whip. You know, this the breaking process. You know what I'm saying? It's the breaking. You say, so you helpless. You handcuffed. And a lot of people reaction. The bubbles come out. Why you ain't do nothing? You know what I'm saying? But the dynamics of it. You know what I'm saying? They can see. They can castrate and kill you more than one way. You know what I'm saying? And then you breed a disdain within our communities for each other. It may be dormant for a generational time period, but it's there. And all you need is a certain thing to tap into it. You know what I'm saying? They can, man, even like the coronavirus. Motherfucker, oh, we could now. That shit, oh, shit. Even if I'm just be surprised, even if I got a motherfucking button they press whenever they want to raise that shit back up. You know what I'm saying? And like the damage in our communities. They can, man, what movies they come out can trigger it. What song? I wanted to sound for today's program. I say I want to get a present day song that people can relate to with men and women together. I could think enough. You know what I'm saying? You look at the climate before Marvin Gaye and what's it, the Tammy Terrell? That song they still say men. You know what I'm saying? You listen to listen to that song and listen to that song Moneybagg Yo and Gorilla. Go listen to that Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, and then you listen to that song. Then pull it out. People talk. I don't. When my man told me the other day, okay, I don't be listening to that shit. I'm gonna serve other people. I gotta do. Like I told my man, he said, "Chairman, how you be doing these concerts?" I gotta do the soul water, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Don't listen to that stuff. Listen to the terms. You know what I'm saying? Even the terms of the. That's just music. No, it ain't. Man, propaganda bombs are a major aspect of war. Listen to the truth. Look at the hatred. Look at the. Pull up the BET the other day. Go to pull up the BET and what they putting out there with the City Girls, JT, Lil Uzi throwing the phone at them, calling them bitch ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? These dynamics, facts. See, now you want to look at a child growing up seeing James Evans and Floyd Evans. You know what I'm saying? The dynamics of duality. You know what I'm saying? Man, shit. Yeah, you produce a different shit. And so what you saying, even though the case at hand, Miss Hood, Mr. Brown, this really is bigger than that. The discussion, you know what I'm saying? We need to have a international tribunal with a motherfucking music clear channel. All these motherfuckers be going to hell for, you know what I'm saying, for the damage they've done. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about for the motherfuckers who enacted the motherfucking laws about the man can't be in the house. You know, all this, we have to see the time. The type of propaganda that's put out, you know, they tell these artists, you got to come in with a hatred. You know, for black men and vice versa, you know what I'm saying, in order to make it. Go ahead, I'm going to cut you off.
Hold on, you're good. But that's part of the reasons why I exist, you know what I'm saying?
Right on.
One of the people that was the people that I listened to growing up was one, your father, Terry Fred Sr., and Tupac.
Hmm.
He was one of the most pivotal people for me because it was like Tupac, if anybody's seen the documentary that just came out on Hulu, he was really a black panther. But they didn't want us to know that. They wanted to villainize him and put it out there and portray him as a thug so it could affect the psyche for real and just breed different groups of that. Because you got, you know, a rapper like Waka Flocka Flame.
Mm.
And you got a rapper like Kendrick. Both of them are inspired by Tupac, but two different versions of him. Kendrick like the Tupacalypse Tupac. Flocka like the Machiavelli Tupac, where he was already, poison. He got shot, all type of stuff. The game got to him. The music game, the industry got to him. And now he ain't even on the revolutionary shit that he once was. So today, what we got is the proper, like, when I did Sway in the Morning, Sway looked at me in my eye, was like, man, nah. Because we were talking about, I was like, man, you know what they doing to us with the music industry? You know what they doing to us? He was like, nah. He looked at me in my eye, was like, nah, speak on that. Speak on that. Mm-hmm. Say that to the mic. And I'm like, you know, they monetizing off our trauma. So what I mean by that is you're going to have G Herbo playing on the radio. You're going to have Lil Durk playing on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You might have one J. Cole song in there. You're going to hear Glorilla. You're going to hear Sukiyana. You're going to hear Mellow Bucks. You're going to hear all this motherfucking shit that's promoting us to fuck each other up. But you're not going to hear, it was surprising to hear Kendrick Lamar. We're going to be all right on the radio as much as we did. But today, what we got right now, we got Lil Durk. He's trying to switch the whole thing, his whole image, because he see this drill shit dying down. People want to connect with a true musician. People want to connect with somebody true from the root, from the soil, grow with you. Man, you was broken, now you powerful, or you was broken, and you in a community too. You in a community. That's why a lot of the people gravitate towards me, because I'm not just rapping about this bullshit. I'm talking about my life. I'm speaking about what's going on in our communities. I'm speaking about killing their cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm speaking about these things and attempting, quote unquote, to make it more commercial, popularize it to these shorties. But I'm seeing that my work is in the schools and working with the shorties, because what's being put in their face is not their fault. What's being put in their face is the grown-ass motherfuckers that's behind everything that's going on in the music industry. These are the most pivotal shit that's going on, because me and you, we don't have no control of what's being played over the radio. But that white guy do. That nobody that's not cut from our cloth that don't know what we're going through, that know we need the healing in our communities. That's why Healthy Hood exists. You know what I'm saying? That's why it exists.
Let me tag in with you on this. You said about Pop. Mother, we got a caller?
Oh,
pretty
locked,
Timmy.
We got a caller, too.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me Mother Comrade gave us my Tupac. He said, Pac, see, Pac needed organization. The organization needed Tupac.
Mm.
The Black Panther Party suffered a military defeat.
Mm.
And see, a lot of times, we made a lot of progress now, but most of us was hopping over black joggers who was on some of their paths. You know what I'm saying? The Black Panther Party was it's an ideology. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's to that. And he cut from the cloth. He a structure. They told me they say, man, he couldn't be no successful drug dealer because you have a lack of empathy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To do certain things. I said at the repass of Stanley Tookie Williams. We went to Valley Murray Park. So Tookie Williams grew up in the climate like I grew, something I grew up in, deprived of all things such as the Black Panther Party, where the only option in life was given to be a Boy Scout or a banker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See, and I said, never again on our watch, the Black Panther Party cooks. It's a tangible organization. You know what I'm saying? It's a structure. See, a revolution, a lot of times, well, I'm a revolutionary in my mind. The motherfucker was like, well, I'm Black Panther Party. Motherfucker, when that COINTELPRO program came out, Over 90% was at the Black, directed the Black Panther Party. It wasn't no abstract shit. It was, man, go, man, strategically, how to assassinate Chairman Fred. You know what I'm saying? It was like, it was a breaking process, how to do it. They said, J. Edgar Hoover, the former director of the FBI, said the Black Panther Party had to be destroyed by the end of 1969. They knew the kid who would lock up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that dynamic of that structure, that, and that's why a lot of people can't sell Park up, because they, a lot of people, their mindset be either, okay, you got to be a Boy Scout or a banker. Like, this. I can't tell my man, he don't say he want to be a banker. He needed an organization.
Mm.
And a lot of cats can't understand, you know what I'm saying, that like a love for the people, you know what I'm saying? Because in the street thing dynamic, it's a certain lack of empathy that you have to have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a structure. Like, see, structure. If you have an issue with structure, right? Because they first conquered the structure coming from the state.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Some state entity, you know what I'm saying? Law enforcement or something. When the U.S., when the government tried to make it antagonistic between different, like the Stones and the Vice Lords, the FBI sent a letter to the Vice Lords and told the Vice Lords they'd get them 16th Street if the Black Panther Party could open free medical center on 16th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And this wasn't no news. Now, people say, why did the medical center happen? It wasn't no kumbaya shit. See, Rainbow Coalition, a lot of people get this shit fucked up. It's shit that motherfucking never put in books. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See, motherfuckers came together, see, kumbaya, motherfuckers got together. Shit, bullshit. It's been, man, that meeting, that's why I let it go in the movie, because it's certain dynamics that could not be expressed in the movie. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Who Chairman met with? It's certain members in the Panther Party who I said, damn, was you there? Who he knew who to take a good take. I said, say two stories. Get the Hampton House. We start fighting to get the Hampton House. No heat, no water, nothing. I mean, it's just, man, we in that motherfucker, man. And one of the comrades he telling me, you know what I'm saying, it was like a lack of faith, a lack of confidence. He was in the Black Panther part. He would say, man, a lot of people said, Chairman, you're going to save this house, man. I said, listen, that's a movie called Apocalypto. I said, Apocalypto, the young guy told the other guy, you have to leave. He said, why? He said, your fear is contagious. I said, give me some of the same confidence you gave the Chairman. One comrade told me, he said, man, this, he was in Vietnam. You know what I'm saying? He was on magazines that day. Get out of Vietnam. He said, when they went to go meet with the Stones, when them cats came up 4,500 deep with the arm to the teeth, he said, man, it was 10 or 11 times as tops. He said, when he went to that meet with Chairman Fred, he said, to this day, I believe Chairman Fred believed that they invited him to come to a public speech. They seen it sincere. It wasn't no pissing contest. Like, this is a white dude running around now trying to hijack the Rainbow Court, High Third. I think that's his name. I hope I ain't giving a commercial. Preacher Man was the point with the young patriots. You know what I'm saying? See, it's certain guys at the party, that's what you get, what period of time, who he met with. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, I tell people, we had the headquarters on 54th and Houston, the Chairman Fred Hoover House. I said, you just can't say it. I knew the Moose Man for the Stones. You know what I'm saying? Which guy for the GDs? One more time, one little brother, little Rob, the Vice Lords downstairs. And something happened. I said, y'all on hold for 2 weeks, man. He said, man, it's a different branch of the Vice Lords. I said, no, I'm talking to you. You know what I'm saying? See, you talk history. It's important. You know what I'm saying? Not just this, everybody's came together. That dynamic of, you know what I'm saying, of the cha-cha man, it's all that politic of it. And that they seize the time, the state, that politics. Like, people say, Peter, what made the Black Panther Party unique? Like, they say, where they had gone? Shit, a lot of us had gone. They had leather jackets. Hell, they had leather jackets. Only the law. A lot of us do the law. It was the politics of the Black Panther Party. How they did security. How they, you know what I'm saying? How they dealt with relationships. You know what I'm saying? Even a gender issue. You have to put in context at the time of the Black Panther Party, you come on the heels of the TV show Leave with the Beast. Motherfuckers didn't even know if Pat Nixon, that was Richard Milhouse Nixon's wife. Motherfuckers didn't know she could speak or not. I mean, like, literally, they know she had vocal cords. You know what I'm saying? The Black Panther Party, man, of Deborah Johnson was his wife and comrade. You know what I'm saying? I mean, motherfuckers, it was leadership women. You know what I'm saying? It was, man, revolutionary. Because you might got to be in a foxhole naked with another motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It was dynamics where motherfuckers, the ante was up. Like in Sandinistas in Latin America. It was a different dynamic of the gender issue. You know what I'm saying? And Pac was deprived of that.
Mm.
I was deprived of it for a long period of my life. You know what I'm saying? He was deprived of that. That dynamic, that was his call. He needed that. And nothing less would have sufficed for him. You know what I'm saying? It's a structure that's needed. It's a politics that's bigger than, deeper than green juice. deeper than motherfuckers, some African bees. It's a politics that's able to relate to the community. You know what I'm saying? And you can have your contradictions and still be who you are. You know what I'm saying? People say, Chairman, do you have any contradictions? Goddamn right. I'm down. We just realized 2-3 years ago, me and my mother just realized 2-3 years ago, we both wake up every morning at 4:30 in the morning. It just hit us. All our life, all my life, after that day, this comes from December 4th, 1969.
Damn.
Every morning we wake up at 3. You know what I'm saying? See, let me tell you one more story. I'm in California one time with his brother. His wife's driving the car, right? I'm in the car with his wife and his children, their children. He not there. His lady's sister, she got 5 children in the van, in the truck. She ran out of gas. I go down and go get some gas from the gas station. When I come back, the police is pushing the van. I'm damaged. The police tell me to get in the car to help push it. Man, I'm damaged. I check my damage for the greater good. I check my damage. I say, check yourself, Chairman. Your sister and her children in the car. Be cool. Check your body language. You know what I'm saying? Get out the road successfully. We all have damage. Once I was in an interview with this sister, she told me, well, I'm not damaged. I said, well, you really fucked up then. Because this country don't move a TV without damaging it. You know what I'm saying?
So, I
want
to add this. Right now,
that's my cue. You came in and gave me my 2-minute warning. That's how you give my little signal to me.
I just want to ask you one thing. It's been on my mind like Chris.
Yeah.
So, with the gangs in Chicago, we know it ain't no motherfucking walk in the park.
Yeah.
To unite shit.
Yeah.
We know that. Even though our parking is Unity Square right here.
Yeah.
We know it ain't no walk in the park.
Yeah.
But how do you feel is the best way to go about that? Not unifying the gangs. But at least, because I was just with Sy Jerusalem, he tried to get everybody to link. And we'll see something green where it all started. But it ain't going to work like that if you ain't got the kids from this hood coming out there and the OGs apologizing to them from that hood.
It's a philosophical tool that we relate to called dialectical materialism. That means things are constantly being born and dying and disintegrating. This is not the same. Yes, indeed. These are different. You have to take into account what we're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? The organizational question is a different dynamic now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got tattoo, like, you know what I'm saying? You got the structures now. You know what I'm saying? So we can engage in idealism and say you had structure and organization. You know, it was a time period, even that term. Those are fighting words at a certain period. The word gang.
Mm-hmm.
That was an insult. Go look at old graffiti on walls. You had BDN, BPSN, CVLN. Nation, you know what I'm saying? Those are the first, before you make gumbo, you have to first say, wait a minute, let's make sure this is sausage, this is seafood, you know what I'm saying? Your ingredients are not, you know what I'm saying? First of all, let's be clear what you're dealing with, you know what I'm saying? These cats, they may look, you got mutated forms of different organizations now, you know what I'm saying? So it's mutated, it's like, even the drugs now, it's synthetic, it ain't no real cocaine. The weed now, you know what I'm saying? So then, first of all, assess what we're dealing with. Sun Tzu said, the cardinal principle of warfare is know thyself and know thy enemy. First, we got to identify. I got to close down because they're giving me my cue. It's time to roll out, y'all. Right. Y'all, listen here. Y'all, hey, man, this is phenomenal. Hey, if I call who was in cue, forgive me. Forgive us. You know what I'm saying? We get caught up. You know, same time, same station next week, y'all. Keep y'all heads up, eyes open, fist clenched, y'all. Everything is political, including this case. Again, y'all, what's it called? Free them all.
Free them all.
Take us out. That fantastic Burke family returns now with the promise of a better life for all. Let's welcome back to Stanton.
Someday, yeah, walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. much brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Bye.